Shalom, this is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and today we're going to begin with Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound, then is finished the mystery of God, according to the good tidings which he declared to his servants the prophets. This is another clue that lets us know the little book opened is Old Testament prophecy being fulfilled and revealed. The key here is the good tidings which God declared to his servants, the prophets, the Old Testament prophets. Remember in 2 Peter 1:19, when God called our attention through the Apostle Peter to the sure word of prophecy that will light up these last days for us. And Peter writes, "And we have the word of prophecy, the propheticos, as the Greek says, it means the Old Testament prophets, made more sure, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a lamp that shines in a dark place." You see, when Peter was alive on the earth, they didn't have the Bibles that we have now, but they did have what we call the Old Testament, the Tanakh. And God calls their attention to, he says, you would do well to take heed to the Old Testament prophets, the propheticos, as unto a lamp shining in a dark place. It's especially true here for the book of Revelation, because we see in Revelation 10:7 that after when the little book is about to the little book open is given to John, it is said that when the seventh angel sounds, then is finished the mystery of God, according to the good tidings which he declared to his servants, the prophets. Then is finished, completed, fulfilled, the Old Testament prophecies. Numerical Bible writes, as we come here to this place in the book of Revelation, all is of one piece. The prophetic testimony, the testimony of the little open book, is not to be suddenly consummated, which ends only with the glories of Christ's reign over the earth, because the Old Testament prophesies about the millennium. There has been an apparent long delay, and we see in verse 6, there shall be delay no longer. Man's day has run to its end, and though in cloud and tempest, the day of the Lord is at last dawning. Then the mystery of God is finished. The mystery of the first prophecy of the woman's seed, and in which the whole conflict between good and evil is summarized and foretold. Genesis 3:15, God is speaking to Satan. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. Christ, the Anointed One, not born of earthly seed, not born of man on earth's seed. He's called the seed of the woman. His father is God, God the Father, and he is of God's seed, and he is of the woman's seed. And this first prophecy, God said to Satan, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his feet. And this is what we see happening in fulfillment in the book of Revelation. The Numerical Bible comments, now we see here what the angel said to John. I went unto the angel, verse 9, saying unto him that he should give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but in thy mouth it shall be as sweet as honey. Now faith, as exercised in the prophet John, writes the Numerical Bible, is to devour the book of these wondrous communications. Earth's travails are upon her. By and by, this trouble, the travail, the tribulation, will be no more remembered for the joy that the birth of a new day is come, a day prophesied by so many voices, but a day which can only come, and God will wipe away the tears from off all faces. And he's coming quickly now, as he said, I come quickly. The prophet begins here with what is repetition, if part of what has been already communicated by the prophets of old. He says to John, you have to prophesy again of the peoples and nations and tongues and many kings. In other words, it's been prophesied in the Old Testament, but now you prophesy again, because here we've come to the fulfillment. He is to prophesy again to peoples and nations and tongues and many kings. He is giving us thus, with addition certainly, what is contained in the Old Testament prophets. He's giving us the little open book wherein he prophesies again of peoples and nations. There was given unto John a rod to measure, a reed, it says in some translations. Ezekiel 42:16 speaks of a measuring reed. And so he is told here, John is told to measure Israel's temple, to rise and measure. The numerical Bible said, and we'll read that part here. Glory to God. Did I lose that part? Just a moment here. He says to him, hold on the fort here while I get Revelation 10 in my Bible to see where he is told to measure something. Revelation chapter 10. I took the little book. Well, we're going to have to go to chapter 11 to get that. Somehow I didn't have it exactly right down here. But as we go to chapter 11, we see here in chapter 11, there was given me a reed like unto a rod. And one said, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein, and the court which is without the temple, leave without and measure it not, for it has been given unto the Gentiles or unto the nations, and the holy city shall they trod under or tread underfoot 42 months. And so we see here in the 11th chapter that there was given unto John a reed to measure, a measuring reed. This is Israel's temple. He's told to rise and measure. He could have been down by some of the things he'd seen. All of those that God spoke to in the Bible, in the Old Testament, to do something, he told them to rise, except one man, and that was Abraham. That was because they had to come to a higher place. Abraham was already ready, but John had seen things that would drag him down. So God says to him in this, there was given unto me a reed like unto a rod, and one said, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. Now, the numerical Bible writes, and this is true, it is Israel's sanctuary that is contemplated, one that has been long lying empty, and which in the days before its reanointing becomes the sign of the most open defiance of God that has ever been witnessed upon the earth. We know that the Antichrist, if they rebuild the temple, and the Jews plan to rebuild the temple, if they build a third temple, it will become the site of the most open defiance to God ever when the Antichrist goes into it and announces that he is God. Though this distress, through this distress, it is nevertheless that God forms and educates a people for himself. And these pains are the throes of travail, by which at length, and as it might seem, and the Old Testament says, in a day a nation is born, Israel's new nation, new in spirit, has never as yet been seen. The remnant through the cleansing of the judgment coming upon them makes that nation ready for the job ahead that God has for it. I like to read after Barron, David Barron. David Barron was born in 1855. He was born in Russia. And in Russia, he writes of, he was raised and he was taught in the very best schools, best yeshivas, to be a rabbi. But then he found the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior. And when I read after barren, I don't have to struggle with, oh my goodness. They didn't get that word right. They didn't know this one right. Because when he talks, and he talks about the whole Bible, of course, he knows what the Hebrew says, and he knows what was prophesied. So in his book, Zechariah, and you really should have that book. It's a commentary on Zechariah's visions and prophecies. And Zechariah is to the Old Testament like the book of Revelation to the New. And David Barron writes concerning chapter 9, as he opens his teaching on chapter 9, he writes, "The overthrow of world power and the establishment of Messiah's kingdom may be given as the epitome of the last chapters of Zechariah to which we now come. There are two oracles which make up the second half of the book of Zechariah, chapters 9 through 11 and 12 through 14. Both sections speak of war between the heathen world and Israel, though in different ways. In the first chapters, 9 through 11, and this is the one that prophesies the destruction of and how everything begins in Damascus. In the first chapters, 9 through 11, it explains the judgment through which Gentile world power over Israel is finally destroyed, and Israel is endowed with strength to overcome all their enemies. In the second portion, chapters 12 and through 14 of Zechariah, the judgment through which Israel itself is sifted and purged in the final great conflict with the nations and transformed into the holy nation of Jehovah forms the leading topic. Israel, which shall indeed rule. They are God's earthly people, the church of God's heavenly people. The earthly people and Israel up on the earth. That means the Jews who are not in the body of Christ. They didn't go to the Father's house in the rapture of the church. They're here on the earth. And these Jews that are on the earth, this remnant, before they can take their places to rule in earthly Jerusalem, they have to go through cleansing. And that's what is happening here upon the earth. We're glad that you joined us today for the book of Revelation. And we'll get back to it tomorrow, looking at the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you'd like to begin studying with us at Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, you can go to, I think it's July 16, on our radio archives. Go to billybrim.org, billybrim.org. And there you can find on the archives, and you can listen to them on your computer. We began studying Revelation 1, verse 1, on July 16. Now, another thing you can do is watch The Believer's Voice of Victory with Gloria Copeland. We begin October 1st through 5th on BVOV to look at the book of Revelation, and I've got some exciting things on there for you to see. Shalom.